You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 AM on this Friday, August 4th, which means it's time for your Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a couple of very eccentric and special guests. It's Darren Selsler and Don Rascott of the Crookston Police Department. And I had to add a little extra for you guys, since you're definitely a couple of characters.
We appreciate having I don't know if that was a compliment or not.
I think that was a backhanded compliment. Yeah.
We will admit we were
especially since I just learned who Cameron's dad is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a friend of your dad's.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, now he works at City Hall, interacts with a lot of the
legend.
Is, yeah, the legend
is what I've always called your dad.
Of course, yep. Pretty much everyone calls him. At least people who know him personally. Maybe people who are just walking by will still just call him Vance. But we know.
I talk to him many times. honestly, probably every day. Lots of times a day.
Yeah, I had no idea that was your dad, but now I mean you guys look a lot alike. So.
I've gotten that my entire
life. Minus the beard.
Yeah. I actually just shaved this morning.
Nice.
Literally
this morning. All three whiskers?
Okay, Don. Okay. I see how it is.
There we go.
But we've already gotten a little off track, and I'm sure we're going to get off track several times throughout this Valley Talk, but we brought you on here, Crookston Police Department, to kind of talk about a lot of the happenings going on with the Crookston Police Department. Always a lot of things going on, and of course, the first thing to talk about was the big event this weekend, this week,
mm-hmm.
the Night to Unite. It was on Tuesday, and let me know how it went. Obviously, it started off kind of rough with the thunderstorm rolling in, but... Why don't you take us through that?
Yeah, like you said, our monthly spot every Friday we have here, and I was talking to Don, and I don't think we've ever done a post Night to Unite, Don, on there.
Not on Valley Talk.
Not on Valley Talk. So we thought it would be a good opportunity, with school coming down the way here pretty quick, we'll kind of segue into that in the next session. But yeah, so Night to Unite on Tuesday turned out amazing, Don. But like you said, Cameron said, a little rough start with the rain.
I believe that this was only the second time in 20 years that we had inclement weather.
Where we had to move something.
And I tell you, Chief, it was unbelievable how the people hung in there. And first of all, it was great that we only had maybe a 45-minute delay mm-hmm. where the people hung in there. And then after that, they flocked to we just resumed normal activities and we had just a super turnout. And I don't know, Chief, what was your impression on that?
Yeah, no, I think the same thing. It was a little, some anxiety there for a minute when it was raining and knowing that we had worked so hard to put on such a large scale event like that. But, the one thing I will say about the rain, it really didn't impede anything and actually knocked the humidity out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really kind of made things easier. It was hard to breathe, outside before it
what
started.
What were they saying?
Like 91, 2 or something?
When the thunderstorm dropped in, the temperature dropped to like 77?
It did. Absolutely. So
it actually maybe was a little bit of some relief there.
So we moved everything in the student center, the sergeant center, mm-hmm. for maybe the first 45 minutes or so. And, if you remember from prior advertising and Valley Talks, this theme this year was honoring, past and present community leaders from over the last 20 years. And so we were able to do that inside. We just resumed with that ceremony as we normally would. It went really well, maybe a little less informal inside just because we had to kind of... move on the fly, if you want to say, or act on the fly,
but makeshift.
We were
program,
still
I guess.
Able to very much recognize and honor the past
sure.
community leaders. So honestly, I don't think it could have turned out much better considering we dealt with.
And my only regret or disappointment was we had a Blues Brothers chase all lined up to honor Wayne Melby. I'll tell you, for those of you who didn't recognize the two Blues Brothers who walked in under escort of the guard, that was Sheriff Jim Tadman and Undersheriff Mike Norlin, who did a phenomenal job dressing up. And they, just like in the movie, they had Wayne Melby's award in the briefcase that was handcuffed to Jake Blues,
Oh, yeah. Right.
And it was, that turned out really well, but we had a chase where we had two squad cars that were going to chase the Blues Mobile in, and because of the rain, the Blues Mobile could not function because of the electronics. So that was the only thing that we couldn't do, and other than that, everything just kicked off just mm-hmm. perfect. And, you know, hats off to our vendors who didn't just pack up in the middle of that rain go home. They stayed out, hung tough, and it was a great turnout.
Yeah, you know, like you said, not everybody had a canopy over their vendor table.
Right.
And, you know, they adapted and made it work. And like Don said, when we went back outside, you couldn't have asked for a better evening. And it was almost like Don said, you flipped a switch and everybody came. I think people were honestly waiting in their cars. I do. You know, they arrived and were sitting out in their cars because, you know, about 30 minutes after the rain, it looked like the normal event. We couldn't have had better weather after that.
Oh, no.
I was a little nervous at first, you know, with the thunderstorm warnings and that we wouldn't, the helicopter wouldn't be able to fly. Yeah. You know, I thought they'd ground that helicopter, but the helicopter was able to come. And I tell you what, again, that's always been one, if not our most popular event each year. And it didn't disappoint again this year. Everybody, just the comments and responses we received from the helicopter landing at UMC and how it landed out at UMC in that green space. I mean, it was pretty epic. I thought it was amazing.
It was
amazing.
And the helicopter pilots were excited to do it.
Yeah.
Which makes a big difference. And we had Dawn Brousseau was our ambassador. So she escorted the pilots throughout the event. That really worked out well because now the pilots got to engage in there and they said, hey, we want to come back next year. Mm-hmm. So it was really kind of a neat deal. I really got to give a hats off to Heath Hansen. He, our sergeant, he was our first guy in the dunk tank. We got a late start, obviously, because of the weather and the lightning. We couldn't put people in the dunk tank. My gosh, I don't know if I've ever seen a line as long to dunk Heath Hansen, who came in these ridiculous shorts, swim trunks, with combat boots and a goofy hat.
Why?
And, of course, he was talking smack to everybody. He had such a good sense of humor, and he was in there for a good hour. And then hats off to Nicole Wandry, our Joyful Heart Photography, and then we had a fireman go in there. So we only had three people in the dunk tank, and they raised over $200 just in the short time that we had the dunk tank going. So hats off to those three people. We really appreciate them going in there, and what a great sense of humor to all three of our dunk tankers.
For sure. I feel like, you know, obviously it's kind of like, You don't want to get wet, but it's also kind of fun, like, just to be up there and, you said, talk smack and play a character and then fall in and make everyone laugh. It's a fun experience.
We have someone in mind for next year.
Yeah, we're looking at him right now.
Yeah, they're looking at me.
We are looking at him.
You know, KROX is such a big sponsor and big part of 19 Unite.
I
feel like that would be a really good fit, Don.
And you're gaining celebrity status quite
every
quickly.
Every day on the air,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are.
Go.
So I think right now I'm formally inviting you to be in our dunk tank. What do you say, Cameron?
I guess it's a bad time to mention that I'll be changing my identity and moving
there
to Panama.
Go, there you go. Well, you know, we have pretty deep resources. I bet we could find you.
We do. We know troopers all the way to Montana.
You know, we'll see. It does sound like something that would be pretty fun.
It is. You know,
I
Don
will
and I have been
will
in
admit.
There many times yeah. over the years, and actually it is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So,
you know, it's kind of hard to put a number on the event. You know, in the past, we've had up to, what, like 3,000 people?
Yes, we have.
And I would still... You know, it's difficult to put the number on, and we can kind of count by some people who register for prizes and that, but I don't know, Don, what do you think, 1,500 maybe?
Well,
maybe more? I don't know.
I think it exceeded 1,500,
sure.
But I think we did 1,100 wristbands for kids.
Mm. Okay.
You know, we for the golf ball drop, they put those wristbands on, and so we had...
at least 1,100 kids.
Yeah, we had 1,100 kids.
Usually they come with 2-3 parents, you know, parents and grandparents and friends, so yeah.
And our food vendors... The food started out slow because right off the bat we had that rain and stuff. But every one of our food vendors were very, very happy with the way their sales went.
Did they sell out again this year?
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe they did. And awesome. They all knew to bring extra food because we had only three food vendors.
Sure.
Yeah. So. And they still sold out.
Like, yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Much people want that food. Really good, successful
big,
night.
Big compliments because, you know, we brought in an unknown vendor this year. It was Asian food. It was called the Wok and Roll. And talk about popular. Oh, my gosh.
They're out of Warren, Minnesota?
Yes, they are. Warren. And we got tons of compliments on their food.
Yep. Well, obviously it helps that, you know, we have China Moon and Hong's in town. A lot of people love them. So
you
people are just like, more Asian food?
Yeah,
perfect. I'm sure it was great.
Absolutely.
For sure. So I don't know if you guys wanted to chat more about Unite to Unite or if we wanted to move on to another topic.
We appreciate that opportunity. Yeah, we just wanted, again, to thank everybody that helped with Night to Unite from honoring the past and present community leaders to all the committee men and everything, members and everything. It was just a great, wonderful event.
Absolutely.
Again this year.
I'd really like to hit my committee members if possible. Mm-hmm. I'd love to recognize them because, again, the sacrifices they made. Connie Wilkins, who is the longest standing committee member, she started this with Aaron Pry back in 2003. Yeah.
Wow.
So Connie Wilkins, Kathy Legess, this year Fire Chief Shane Helstab, Police Chief Darren Selzer, Assistant Police Chief Nate Nelson, Dawn Brousseau, Officer Cody Bannert, Michelle Christofferson, Nell DeBoer, Carrie Berquist, and Patty Dillable. Those are our committee members. Did a phenomenal job. I want to thank UMC Chancellor Mary Holzklaus, who gave us her venue and all of her workers. I want to thank Walmart for their financial support. I want to thank all of the local businesses who so graciously donated prizes, thousands of dollars worth of prizes, and local individuals who also called me and said, "Don, I want to donate. How do I donate? Can I write a check? Can I buy a prize and bring it to you?" Which they did. So we had just tons and tons of prizes, thousands of dollars worth of prizes. Thank you to the local businesses, to local private people, to all those people I recognize. Just thank you so much. And to all the various law enforcement agencies who came and supported us. We had 10 different law enforcement agencies. So thank you so much.
I'm sure those kids were pretty happy to receive those bikes and stuff. And even the adults.
Last person, I know Chief Selzer hates it when I do this, but I have to thank Chief Selzer and City Hall, Corky Reynolds. Those two have supported me and given me all the time and all the resources that I needed without question to put this together, because it does take time and resources. And they said, "Don, whatever you need, we will support you." So I really have to take my hat off to Chief Selzer and Corky Reynolds to give me that time and resources necessary.
Yeah, a lot of people coming together to make this event as great as possible, and obviously it sounds like it went really well. So their hard work and dedication was not in vain.
I don't think no is in their vernacular at all.
They get things done, I'll tell you that for sure.
So for us, you know, August is obviously a very, very busy month for citywide, and same with us at the police department. When we get into August, that anxiety kind of sets in, and as you kind of go through it again, like night to night, when it's done, it just feels so good. And you know, it's so rewarding, and all the hard work, and look at what you know, came to fruition. But yeah, next on our radar right now is Oxcart, you know, and obviously Oxcart has its own committee, and they've been going and planning for months and what have you, I met with the Oxcart president and like we do every year, and so now the police department, we're working on staffing that. You know, we do a lot of security for the teen dance, adult dance. We do security and traffic control for, you know, the 5K runs that they have. And you know, we usually have an officer, one or two, present at almost every event, just in, you know, for security reasons, what have you. So, you know, again, it's an enormous amount of resources to make that happen. But, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to see for the community, and we love being part of it. So, yeah, that's kind of the big thing on our next radar is we've already pretty much staffed that. We have officers already signed up to work different events. And, you know, the the Torchlight Parade on Saturday for us at the police department. And again, I know we play a small role compared to a lot of the people who organize it, but that's a big deal for us, right? You know, we from North Broadway up by 1500 North Broadway all the way, you know, North Central back through Barrett. We shut that, you know, area down, and we have to do every intersection. We have to have an officer posted and barricades, and we have the privilege of usually leading the parade, or at least the classic cruisers between the fire department and ourselves at the police department. And, you know, they're honestly, Don, you know, when it used to come down North Broadway down into Crookston, right? I don't know if you remember this at all, but back in the day, this is probably 15 years ago when they used to come right down North Broadway and come right down Highway 2. As you come to Crookston, the wrong way down Broadway, actually.
Really?
It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, it took about, I'm not kidding, like 30, between our police officers and police reserve, like it was a nightmare because we had to reroute traffic through town. So now that we go up through North Central, it is much easier for us to maintain traffic control and everything. But it still takes, like, everybody in the police department, they just know come Saturday, ox cart, they're working somewhere because it takes our entire staff to make that happen.
I actually did not know that the parade used to have a different route.
It used to come right straight down. It was actually pretty cool how it worked that way. But ask Don, the first several years, Don and I started just a couple months apart from each other in Crookston. I know Don had another career also, but in law enforcement prior to coming to Crookston. But we started in Crookston at the same time. And yeah, Don and I mean, it was a big deal to shut down that downtown area for the parade.
And I think given this day and age, it's very, very important for the listeners to know and to feel secure that we do have a small role in Oxcart coming up, but to know that they can feel secure because we spend, 2 months ahead of time preparing for the security of this event. And we have officers posted, known and unknown to citizens, plain clothes and in uniform, to make sure that they are secure and that they can enjoy this event, knowing that we are on duty and making sure that they are safe.
I appreciate that. And that's very true. We take it very seriously. So, yeah. So, looking forward to that. That's coming up sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, time flies when you're having fun, and unfortunately, we're almost out of time here. So
But I'm not done yet.
I was going to say, if you don't just tell us to quit talking, we'll probably just sit here all afternoon. We'll just keep
unfortunately,
going.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you to quit talking.
Okay.
But I was going to say, is there any last second things that you want to chat about? No. The next time you'll be on, talk about like back to school safety stuff.
I think, we'll be back. Is it September 1st? Is that our next spot? Is that next Friday? I think it is.
I think it's
September. Whatever it is, the first Friday next month, probably be Don and I back here again, honestly, with Don going back to his normal duties in the school as our school resource officer, and it'll always be nice to talk about school safety, so we'll be back in a month.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll
and appreciate you having
you
us on.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we always love having you on. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Darren Selzler and Don Rascott of the Crookston Police Department for your Valley Talk program here on this Friday, August 4th.